All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more Monster College, so let's get started. First, let me check the settings. Yeah, everything's fine. Are you planning on sleeping for much longer? Oh, Nina. Yes, Nina. Yes, I'll lick you all over. Same old horny wolves. Wake up, Grim. Oh, what? Dragomira! Fuck! Well, good morning. Do you feel like wasting more of my time? Professor, I apologize. I have nothing to wear. We've got it covered. Come out when you're ready. So, Grim, Alex told us everything. He made a huge mistake. If Oliver doesn't stop staring at her butt, Dragomira might chop his head off at any moment. I have to say, I had no expectations for you, and you still managed to disappoint me. I was hoping you had the good sense not to participate in certain stupid rituals of the werewolf group. The rituals of the pack are important. I imagine that even you vampires have rituals. And perhaps we could find your rituals feel foolish. Well, I hope it doesn't happen again. Well, I kind of like her. But I don't do that. I had no intention of participating. They drugged me and I woke up in the woods. It all happened against my will. Alex should be severely punished. Well, I hope it doesn't happen again. I really can't wait to take off these uncomfortable shoes. Are the uncomfortable shoes those trekking shoes? So, does she consider her usual towering high heels comfortable? Same old Dragomira. I get it, I think. I get how you feel. I too much preferred my old sandals from when I was alive to these modern shoes. I see. I still have to thank you for coming to save us. Thank you so much, really. If it were up to me, I would have gladly let you die. But Sharp insisted, so here I am. On the other hand, I thought I would find you severely injured, dying. And instead, you were having fun with your new girlfriend, weren't you? What? No, we didn't do anything. I saw how you were sleeping when I arrived. It was just to keep each other warm. If you say so, little puppy. Why is she calling me a puppy now? She seems almost jealous. Of course I came to look for you, buddy. Otherwise you would have missed the next pool party. Ha ha! You were lucky, and I was unlucky. I wouldn't have minded having a couple less wolves underfoot. Even though I would have been sorry if it had been you, that wolf less. Cryptic speech. Anyway, thank you, I guess. Ah, there's Nina. What's going on over there? Alex is talking to her, but she's staring at me without listening to him. She doesn't seem interested in what he has to say. I want to try to understand what she's saying. Nina, I'm so sorry. I didn't want all this to happen. It wasn't supposed to go like this. I just wanted to make that asshole Wellwood struggle a bit. She seems completely uninterested. On the other hand, his apologies are pathetic. I'm sorry you had to spend all this time with him. She keeps staring at me, smiling. Nina is delightful. I've never seen her so relaxed, cheerful. She seems in love. I really want to go to her and hug her, but it doesn't seem appropriate. Actually, it's his fault. It's all his fault. He's the one who made you fall into the river. And you also have your share of the blame. You let yourself be brought down by an idiot. He wasn't even transformed. You're a weakling, like all Kohans. Uh-oh. Alex seems got her angry. Fuck you, Alex. After everything you put me through, you have the nerve to blame me and Grim? Well, I didn't expect that kind of reaction. You're not even remotely worthy of insulting Grimm. He only recently found out he's a werewolf, and yet he's already a better werewolf than you'll ever be. He's defending me. What a great... Excuse me. She's defending me. What a great feeling. You're not even worthy of being the leader of Lambda Lupus. A spineless dog like you shouldn't even be a part of it. She deserves so much more than he could ever offer her. I particularly like this scene. Come on, Grimm. It's time to go back to the campus. Just in time, Dragomira's lesson is starting. And she decided to change it to a specific outfit just for the lesson? Wow, very dedicated. I was afraid I wouldn't be able to get it up on... Whoops. I don't think he's having that problem. I was afraid I wouldn't be able to get up on time today. These last few days have been quite exhausting. Alex really went too far. He tried to put me in serious trouble. Nina said that usually... That's what I do. Folks, I'm just reading what it says here. There's a lot of errors in this chapter for some reason. Nina said that usually that magic powder isn't even used in initiations. That bastard used it on just for me. Furthermore, he tried to attribute the causes of what happened to me and Nina. Unbelievable. First he organizes that shit, then he washes his hands of it. I really hope Nina gets rid of that jerk as soon as possible. Despite the circumstances, I'm glad it was Dragomira who came to save us. She looked divine, even in those sporty clothes. And Oliver. Well, I guess he's agreed to be part of the rescue mission just to stare at the professor's butt. I completely understand him. You could even see her panties through those transparent leggings. The thing that surprised me the most was that Dragomira seemed genuinely concerned about me. I thought she hated all werewolves. Yet I have the feeling that she cares about me in particular. Oh, what am I thinking? Maybe I'm becoming egocentric. A woman like her. A millennial vampire. How could she ever grow attached to someone like me? Maybe I should try to talk to her more. Try to get to know her better. I have to agree with you, Kyle. Seeing Professor Dragomira in lingerie was a unique experience. Though now staying focused during her classes has become quite difficult. I told you, my friend, now you're in the same situation as me. During her lessons, all I do is imagine her in lingerie, and I don't understand a damn thing she explains. And what if we paid her another visit? Do you think that's a good idea, Kyle? We already can't get her out of our heads. I wouldn't want it to become a real obsession, especially for you, I mean. I'm already completely obsessed with her. My destiny has been reduced to worshipping her for the rest of my life, so at this point I prefer to accept my condition, contenting myself with feasting my eyes from time to time. Come on, don't leave me alone on this. It was fun last time, wasn't it? Exchanging opinions, suggestions on improbable adventures with the professor. We had fun, didn't we? In fact, I still have suspicions about Professor Dragomira regarding the theft of the stone. It could be another useful opportunity to find out more. I just need to stay focused. Last time I only thought about her, completely forgetting about the stone. Okay, alright, let's go. Anyway, it can't get any worse than this. This time it doesn't seem like there's anyone. Maybe she hasn't come home yet, and yet all the lights are on. Wait a moment. If we don't see her but the lights are on, it can only mean one thing. And this thing, it excites me incredibly. What are you referring to, Kyle? Isn't it clear? Sorry, you're right. Sometimes I forget that you're a werewolf and not a vampire. If the lights are on but she's not around, it can only mean one thing. What? She's resting in her coffin. And do you know what this means, dear Grimm? No, Kyle, I really wouldn't know. Friend, it means we can approach her without being seen. We can watch her while she sleeps. And why not? With a bit of luck, maybe she'll be completely naked. Fuck. Let's not waste time. Let's find a way to get in. It's an opportunity we can't let slip away. There she is! We found her! Wow, it's her coffin! I'll never get used to these things. For us, it's like the bed where you sleep every night. If only I imagine who's inside. It still makes me a little uneasy. Better not bed, it's still a coffin. Relax, friend. You're not seeing things in the right perspective. Don't think about the coffin. Think about what's inside. What are we waiting for? Oh wow, we have a stealth option. Before I do something stupid. I don't know about you, friend, but I could watch your naked body for hours. It's true. There's something hypnotic about her. If it weren't for the fact that my brain is no longer receiving blood, I would also stay here watching her forever. Uh-oh. My coffin! Why is it uncovered? You! Wellwood, what are you doing here in my house? Well, you see, Professor, I... Damn, Kyle, he ran away. And I didn't even have time to take a step. I said that having it hard for all this time would lead to consequences. My dick is too big to stay excited for so long. Cat got your tongue, puppy? Are you already imagining the punishment that awaits you for this inappropriate behavior? I don't know why you're here, but I promise I'll find a way to teach you good manners. Now go back up and wait for me on the couch. Yes, teacher. This is not over. Spying on and bothering your teacher while she sleeps. It's unacceptable behavior. I should report you to Sharp and have you expelled, because that's what you deserve for your thoughtless behavior. What is your brain telling you? Why did you do such a thing? Kyle ran away. Maybe I should blame him. Or maybe it's time to take responsibility. Or I could make up a story. Either way, if they were to expel me, I'll pay the consequences. I was curious, fascinated by you. You are a millennial vampire. I'm just a poor, lost wolf. Curious and fascinated, huh? I can see that. But you still made a serious mistake. Regardless, if you want to report to Sharp, I will understand. I have no excuses for my behavior. I'm sorry if you felt violated in your privacy. I made a serious mistake. I will accept whatever your decision is. Not to mention the fact that you had already gone too far last time, peeking from above the veranda of my house. I hoped that the situation would resolve itself, that it was just a prank. Last time, did you notice? Of course I noticed. Did you take me for a fool? I perceived your gaze full of wild impulse on me, as I perceive it now, and as I perceived it while I was sleeping. You male werewolves emit so much testosterone that it impregnates the surrounding air. For what it's worth, I'm sorry, Professor. I apologize again. I know that whatever I say will never be enough to excuse me. I leave it to your judgment. You're a lucky boy, young Wellwood. I'm in a particularly good mood these days, so I won't report this. You're safe for now, and I will prove that the rumors that I am particularly intolerant towards your race will be proven false. Professor, I am sincerely impressed by your magnanimity towards me. I can only thank you. If I were you, I would wait to thank me, young man. I said I won't report you, not that you'll get away with it. You still entered my house and spied on me like a disgusting pervert. I dare not imagine what absurd erotic fantasies have crossed your mind. Anyway, you can't expect a couple of formal apologies to erase what happened. I already have in mind how you will make up for your mistakes. Thank you anyway, Professor. She was very kind to me. I won't forget it. Enough with the excuses. You're pathetic. You would take care of my garden. I like a garden that's always tidy and well cared for. However, being a vampire, I hate working under the sun. Usually I rely on humans to take care of the greenery, but I'm annoyed to have such simple and annoying creatures around my house, unaware that I am a supernatural creature, and they cost too much. Are they too expensive? I thought you were rich. I have a fortune of several billion dollars accumulated over a millennia of life. A treasure. But I don't like spending my money. I thought you were a vampire, not a dragon. Dragons hoard gold to prevent its price from rising too much. It's basic finance. My fortune is diversified in government bonds, stocks, bonds, investment funds. Wow. Still, I teach history, not economics. Anyway, you'll take care of my garden under my strict supervision. Is everything clear? Crystal clear. I'll do a great job. Besides, I like working outdoors. The professor gave me her best alibi to clear her from stealing the stone. I guess hating humans so much, it wouldn't make sense to steal an artifact that protects the campus from them. In the end, this experience turned out to be useful in that sense. I also consider myself lucky not to have been expelled. And then, I have a strange feeling about the professor, but it's probably just my imagination. I see you're thoughtful, Grimm. Do you have any questions? There's no point in lying to her. I know that I can trust you despite your distant ways. To be honest, I was thinking about the stone stolen from the campus. The matter worries me a lot. I can only imagine how much it must worry all of you. I don't understand why you're thinking about the stone now. Me? Well, actually, I thought you were the one who stole it. Me? And why on earth would I do that? I had some suspicions. Wrong suspicions, evidently. However, I appreciate your initiative. After all, maybe you're not the usual werewolf who only thinks about sex. You should know that I am also very worried. And to be honest, at the moment, I still have no idea who could have done it. You know, this is not the first time that the Menehune Stone has been stolen. The last time, if I remember correctly, was about 300 years ago. I know this because I was the one who found it at the time. But while that time the clues were rather clear. This time we still don't know anything about it. We are groping in the darkest darkness. I'm worried, of course, but my experience tells me that soon the matter will be clarified in one way or another. Until then, it's up to us to maintain order and ensure that everything continues as normally as possible, which includes cleaning up my garden. I expect to see you at work soon, Grimm. You can go now. You're dismissed. Thank you, Professor Dragomira. See you soon. Wow, what a night I had yesterday. I sneaked into Professor Dragomira's house for the second time. I risked being expelled from campus, but I saw her completely naked. Luckily, she forgave me, but she basically put me to forced labor. I have to consider myself lucky, though. It could have been much worse. Sometimes I let myself get carried away and end up in trouble. I have to be careful. At the moment, the problem that worries me the most is one and only one. I can't get the image of Professor Dragomira naked out of my head. Damn that magnificent body. Just thinking about it, I'm getting hard again. Okay, Grimm, that's enough now. I have to get that image out of my head. I think I'll go to the library to take advantage of this free morning. Surely there I will be able to study properly. Fantastic. Scratch that. You can't have a quiet moment here on campus. However, if Essentia is materializing, it can mean only one thing. Sharp is back and ready to see me. Well, it would certainly be useful to shed light on Olga's past. Hello, Grimm. Nice to see you. Dragomira. I mean Essentia. Hello. It's really a pleasure to see you. I find you in splendid shape. Thank you, Grimm. Although you know very well that the form I take is always variable. However, it is always pleasant to receive compliments. Anyway, I'm here to inform you that Dean Sharp has returned to campus. She's available to meet with you. Magnificent. Thank you, Essentia. Without you, the campus wouldn't be the same. I'm glad you appreciate my work. Now, if you want to proceed, Grimm, enter the portal. Excuse me, Essentia, I don't remember the way very well. Could you kindly go ahead of me? It's a portal. There's only one way. Okay, Grimm. No problem. Come, follow me. I will never get used to this portal. It's like being on a falling elevator. Good morning, Dean Sharp. Thank you for seeing me. Good morning to you, Wellwood. So how can I assist you? Yes, well... It's all... I know that the moment we are living in is particularly agitated due to the disappearance of the stone, but I have some questions regarding a member of the campus faculty. Oh, what a bizarre request. Well then, ask whatever questions you wish to. I will try to answer you in the most exhaustive way possible. First of all, tell me, who are you referring to, my dear? Well, I'd like to have some information about Professor Olga. The other day we had a light discussion about some books that we students are not allowed to consult. Nothing serious. However, I admit I insisted a bit. At first I supplicated, then I got more insistent in my requests. At first Olga remained cold and unmoved as always. Then suddenly, it was as if something had awoken in her. I wouldn't know how to explain it, but it was as if for some moments she became able to feel emotions like anger and frustration. As if there was something bothering her. She talked about a certain injustice that happened to her. I'm not exactly sure what she's referring to. She also mentioned a certain creator who abandoned her. Then Olga returned to her cold, usual self. So I asked for an audience to know if you could tell me more about Olga, if you could explain such behavior. I thought you were the most appropriate person to clear my doubts. Well, I'd like to help Professor Olga, that's all. I'd like to point out that Professor Olga is anything but cold. Actually, it's one of the most sensitive creatures I've ever met. And it's precisely because of this great sensitivity that it can come across as cold. I think I get it. Do you mean to say that her hypersensitivity has blocked her emotions? Exactly. I see that your studies are bearing fruit. Professor Olga has suffered so much in her life that her delicate mind has chosen to close in on itself. That being said, your respectful attitude towards Olga is commendable, young man, let me tell you. Let's see what I can add to the information you already have about Olga. I can tell you a bit about her story. You see, Grim, the creator of Olga, the person who abandoned her, is none other than Mathilda Campbell. Campbell was known to be an unparalleled seamstress. Everyone appreciated her and was enthusiastic about her work. Over time, she honed her skills to near perfection levels. She combined science and magic, achieving something that no one had ever been able to do before. She managed to instill the spark of life in one of her creations. Olga, in particular, is the creature that represents the pinnacle of Mathilda Campbell's craft. A being born of cloth and inanimate materials to whom she gifted life. Fascinating, don't you think? An intense bond was immediately established between the two, which transcended the classic relationship between creator and creature. A true feeling of love had developed, much more similar to a mother-daughter relationship. Campbell used to take care of Olga as if she were her own daughter. She provided her with great attention, from combing her hair to reading her stories. She cuddled her by holding her on her lap, a real child. On the other hand, Olga showed genuine interest in, well, everything around her. Obviously everything, always under the watchful and ready eye of her mother, the creator. Until one day, Mathilda told Olga that she would have to leave their home for a sudden commitment. A couple of days at most, and she would have returned. But that didn't happen. Campbell never returned. To this day, Mathilda Campbell has completely disappeared. This is where Olga's story begins. Olga did nothing but wait for her return. She used the large amount of texts available to pass the time. Olga began reading, increasing her knowledge day by day. Today we could define her knowledge as universal. There are a few things that our librarian doesn't know. If they had been transcribed into a tome, rest assured that Olga has read and memorized it. If they had been transcribed into a tome, rest assured that Olga has read and memorized it. She spent more than a century reading and studying, waiting for the return of her creator. This was until, on one of her journeys, Professor Dragomira stumbled upon Campbell Castle. There, the professor met Olga. Olga told her story and Dragomir realized that her creator must have died. After all, no human can live that long. Dragomir managed to convince her to leave the castle with the prospect of taking care of the campus library. This happened only after leaving a letter written by Olga herself, a letter addressed to her creator in case she returned. That's pretty much all there is to know about Professor Olga's origins. I hope I've satisfied your curiosity on the matter. I would have never imagined such a story. She waited for her creator for 100 years. So what really happened to Mathilda Campbell? Honestly, I have no idea. The logical conclusion is that she had some accident during her journey and died who knows where. However, we don't have certainty about that. Let's talk about several centuries ago. You could try asking Professor Dragomira. She has traveled much more than me. She might know something more. I think Sharp's told me everything I need to know. Thank you, Dean. This story was really interesting. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about? I guess you heard about what happened with Alex. I hope he'll receive a fair punishment. Don't worry, Grim. Alex's punishment is not something that concerns you. But yes, measures will be taken. It's not something that surprises us. You know, Wellwood and Fellshield, the feud repeats itself every generation. Even your parents had a bad relationship, just like your grandparents and your great-grandparents and so on. I hope now, with the punishment, it'll calm down a bit. It's all in your hands. It's up to you not to let the situation degenerate. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about? The stone. Do you have any news about the thief who stole the stone? Unfortunately not. We are following several leads. Your absence right after the disappearance of the Menahune stone. Was it a coincidence, or... Oh, Grim! Are you insinuating that I have something to do with the theft? Well, she disappeared from college right after the theft. Just after banning anyone from leaving campus. Of course, I can't accuse her of anything. But the timing is curious. Did her sudden trip have anything to do with the stone? Yes, it wasn't a coincidence. Maybe I owe an explanation. You see, Grim, I left to search for alternative means to keep us isolated during the stone's absence. And did she succeed in her search? Maybe. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about? That's all. Thank you for the time you've given me, Dean. Don't worry, dear Grim, no problem. But please, be careful. Don't get too distracted from your studies. Don't worry, Dean. I have everything under control. I consider knowing more about Olga to be very useful and not a waste of time. Goodbye. So Olga spent years alone reading and organizing books. If I were her, I would have chosen a different career than being a librarian. She could have, I don't know, opened a toy store? Who better than her could sell puppets, stuffed animals, and dolls? Anyway, I don't think it's good for her to minimize interpersonal relationships. Speaking of relationships, here's Rachel. I wonder how the exam went. Judging by the expression on her face, I'd say not well. Too bad, she seemed quite prepared the other day. Hey, Rachel. Hi, how are you? Hey, Grim. Unfortunately, not good. Did the exam go that poorly? Don't worry, you'll recover. I'll help you study again. No, it's not that. The exam went well. Actually, I wanted to thank you. Couldn't have gone better than this. You don't have to thank me. It was all your merit. I just paved the way. Well, I hope you have a solution for my new problem. Rachel must be cursed. She always has one problem after another. Let's see what it is this time. Alright guys, and it's here that we're gonna leave off, and we'll see you back here with more Monster College next week. Alright, so that means that Lust Academy is coming at you next.